You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. And it has finally happened. What a terrific Tuesday it has been on Dalal Street. Record highs on both the Sensex and the Nifty. And the immediate question that is on all our minds is, what should we do now? The answer to that question and so much more is going to follow on this little nifty package we like to call an evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The day has finally come. It was a terrific Tuesday as Nifty 50 finally broke out of the narrow range of 11,550 to 11,700 levels to register fresh record highs above the 11,800 mark for the very first time. The index surpassed its previous record high of 11,760 recorded on the 3rd of April to hit a fresh life high of 11,810.95. The S&P BSE Sensex also hit a record high of 39,360.34. What was the final tally on Dalal Street? The S&P BSE Sensex rose 369 points to close at 39,275, while the Nifty 50 closed 96 points higher at 11,787.15. In terms of sectors, banks, consumer durables and telecom stocks led the rally, while realty stocks witnessed some profit-taking. The broader market underperformed the benchmark indices. The S&P BSE Mid-Cap Index rose 0.12%, while the S&P BSE Small-Cap Index rose 0.37%. Apart from stable global cues, a better monsoon outlook from IMD provided relief to investors. The street is also building hopes of further rate cuts to reverse the economic slowdown. Investors are advised to stay put and avoid profit booking at higher levels because chances of a further rise in the markets look likely, according to experts. One such expert, Srikant Chauhan, Senior VP Technical Research at Kotak Securities, told Money Control, and I quote, "Nifty has rallied after consolidating to break past its previous high of 11,760. We are advising our clients to avoid profit or loss booking at this point in time. They should hold on to their investments. We have three stocks on our radar in the mid-cap space. We like Godfrey Phillips India, which is trading around 1,190 rupee levels. It can be bought for a target of 1,500 to 1,600 rupees. The second stock we like is Bombay Burma Trading, which could see a further rally of over 300 points. And the next possible target for Bombay Burma Trading would be around 1,600 rupees." Unquote. The last stock, which Srikant likes, is from the banking space. That is DCB Bank. The stock is doing well on the charts as it broke from a consolidation pattern. It is trading near its all-time high levels of 213 to 215 rupees. He expects that the stock could touch a target of 240 to 250 rupees. More from the interview that Srikant Chauhan gave to Arun Chittajanand at the end of the podcast, so do stick around for that. What were some stocks that made some noise today on Dalal Street? Shares of Polycab India, which is a wires and cables manufacturer, listed at a premium of nearly 18% to its issue price of 538 rupees. The stock closed 20% higher at 653 rupees 20 paise. Shares of Wipro declined more than 2% ahead of its quarter four earnings. Wipro, the country's third largest software services company, reported a net profit of 2,483.5 crore rupees for the quarter ended March 31st. That marked a 1.07% fall from its net profit of 2,510.4 crore rupees registered for the previous quarter. ICICI Bank jumped 3% after global research firm Goldman Sachs reiterated a buy call on the stock, which has raised the target to 492 rupees per share. Shares of Deepak Fertilizers rose 13% after the company commenced commercial production of nitric acid plant at Dahej in Gujarat. And finally, Jet Airways, continuing its downturn, fell 7% on speculations about temporarily shutting down all of its operations. So Polycab, Wipro, ICICI Bank, Deepak Fertilizers and Jet Airways making some noise for good and bad reasons on Dalal Street. Before we go, a quick tour around the world. European markets have been trading marginally higher today amid US corporate earnings. Asian markets ended higher with the Shanghai Composite adding 2.39% to close at 3,253.6 and Japan's Nikkei 225 jumping 0.24% to close at 22,221.6. Hong Kong's Hang Seng rose 1% at 30,129.87, while South Korea's Kospi was up 0.26% to close at 2,248.63. As I promised you earlier, Srikant Chauhan, Senior VP Technical Research at Kotak Securities, spoke to our own Kshitij Anand on this terrific Tuesday when record highs were registered on Dalal Street. In the middle of this, which stocks look attractive and which do not, and which you should put a bet on, and what should your strategy be? All of those questions will be answered coming up just now.
Hello and welcome to this special podcast powered by Money Control. My name is Kshitij Anand and today I have with me Srikant Chauhan, Senior VP Technical Research at Kotak Securities. Well, welcome to the podcast, Srikant.
Thank you, Shirish.
Srikanth, you know, after 11 days of consolidation, Nifty finally broke out of the narrow range of 11,550 and 11,700 levels to register a record high above 11,800. So what should investors do now? What should be the strategy of investors?
Yeah, it's like very good news for investors and traders that markets have finally broken its previous high of 11,800 and 11,770 almost. But if we go through with the overall history of last 1 year, then some few, I think some 7 months back, Nifty was at 11,770, 760 levels. And after that, we saw steep sell-off of 10,000 levels. So, if we go through with the chart pattern, then in just 2 months, we saw erosion of almost 17-18% on Nifty. But stocks in that particular period have fallen by almost 40-50%. And I am of the view that based on chart, that Nifty has already like formed some consolidation formation between October to March period. And finally it has broken its previous high. And that is why I am of the view that we can call it as a breakout of consolidation. Sector rotation is happening. And our advice for investors is not to be in hurry to take profit on investments. Whether it is profit or lost, just hold on to long positions or investments.
Perfect. Time to hold on to investments. That's the message coming from Srikanth. Srikanth, another crucial factor to watch out is that breadth still remains weak, you know, as the broader market or the mid-cap fails to participate in the rally which we've just seen. Any stocks which also witnessed a breakout on the chart and are ripe for cherry picking?
Yes, like there are a number of stocks which are recently crossing their important resistance levels or a few consolidation formations. See, like Bank Nifty, it was below its all-time highest level of 28,300 for almost 3-4 months. But after crossing those levels, we saw almost a rally of 8%. So we can expect at least 5% from Nifty and 10% from all these mid-cap indices. So there are like number of stocks which can do really well. But yes, few of them are really good. We like Godfrey Fillet, which is currently trading around 1180-1190 level. And if we go through with its chart pattern on monthly basis, then one can clearly notice that the stock has formed falling wedge formation, which is bullish consolidation formation for any stock. And it has already broken its resistance area at 1,000 levels. So the likely next target is around 1,500-1,600 sort of. So we can expect a decent upside from current levels, almost 200-250 points from current levels for Godfrey Fillet. We also like Bombay Burma Trading Corporation, BBTC, which is trading at 1,340-1,330 levels. And the interesting part of this particular chart formation is that the stock has taken multiple times support around 1,080-1,085 levels since October 2017. And finally, now the stock is again reversing back from these levels. Since October 2017, the stock has spent a lot of time within the range of 1,800 and 1,100 on the downside. And after like using this again lower levels of the boundary, it is reversing back. So it's a classic formation. Again, here also we can expect at least 300-400 rupees jump from current level. And the last one which we like and which is really strong on chart is DCB. See, like all these bank stocks have given a tremendous returns on their investments to investors. But DCB is something which is really doing well on charts, and monthly formation is clearly suggesting us that it was like into specific consolidation formation, but eventually it has broken that consolidation and it is very close to its all-time highest levels of 213-215. So above that, I'm expecting stock to move towards 240-250 sort of levels. So it's a classic outperforming stock. At the same time, technically also the stock has given breakout formation on monthly basis. So these three stocks we are preferring to advise our clients.
Perfect. Three big ideas coming from Srikanth, Godfrey Phillips, Bombay Burma, as well as DCB. Well, thanks a lot for your time, Srikanth, then.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Srikanth and Kshitij, for that. That's it. That's everything you needed to know about what happened on Dalal Street today. We will, of course, keep you updated throughout the course of tomorrow, whether or not this streak will continue or will hit a bump on Hump Day tomorrow on Wednesday. In the meanwhile, we have several other things to take care of. We have a podcast coming up, which is going to be a new one. A recap of all the big business stories is what we'll bring to you in a neat little digest of no more than 10 to 12 minutes. So if you've missed out on all the action on Dalal Street, if you haven't read a newspaper, if you haven't checked your phone for an app, etc., don't worry about it. Spend 10 minutes and we will tell you everything you need to know about what happened today on Dalal Street. So that's another podcast you can look forward to over the course of today. And as usual, if you want to write into us, do write into us. We always look forward to what you have to say. mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is Mirake Sharma on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.